Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Self Talk with Anisha. And now probably what I'm doing is more than a self talk session, and I'm bringing in guests from the social media platform who are very well known podcasters now. So the person that I have on my list today is a podcaster who is regularly being invited in different mediums of podcast on social media. So what I realized is in the last 2 days, he's already recorded the last two podcasts which you've heard. And probably today is the third day and you'll be hearing one more tomorrow. So without further ado, let's just invite Aniket Mishra. Hi Aniket, how have you been doing?
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, so for our listeners who just tuned in, I would just like to give you a brief backdrop of Aniket. Aniket is an ex-pro athlete. Now, currently, he's running his own business and also running his podcast. And you can obviously see his presence all over social media. So, first question for you, Aniket, would be, how do you manage so many things altogether? You know, how, like, in today's times, when we are doing one particular thing, we feel we've done a lot. We've done quite a lot, and you take out the entire day and you plan your day accordingly because you have to manage your business, you have to manage your podcast, you have to manage your social media handles. So just could you just give us an idea, how do you do it? How do you manage so many things on your own?
I would like to mention 3-4 things. Whenever I do something, I plan it. Like I have a pen and paper every time with me. I just plan down, I just pen down everything for the day, for the week, for the month. So I have 3 sections of plans and I just execute on that. I just plan it, I just do it. That's the way. My day-to-day routine, first I plan for what should I do in the morning. Around 8 a.m. I go to my shop till 2 p.m. noon. And when I come back, I have a call with someone or a podcast recording or things like that. And yeah, I have my lunch, then I go back again to the shop around 4 p.m. I come back around 9:30 or around 10. If I have a call, we are recording this around 10. So I came back early today because I had another call with Abhishek. I just recorded it around 8 to 9, around something like that. So I recorded a podcast with Abhishek around 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. I had a little bit rest. I took shower. I came back. And now again, I'm doing at 10. So we have time. We have time. After 10 p.m., I'm at my home. I'm doing nothing. I'm just scrolling the news feed and just wasting time. Instead of wasting that time, plan the day. See, we talk about work-life balance and things like that. But the thing is, if you have something in my mind, if you have the priorities set, you can actually perform. You can actually execute on that. And that's the way what I do. Things unfold in that way. When I plan the thing, I plan for the day, I plan for the week, I plan for the month. And in this 3 section, I plan everything and I just execute on what I do. I actually don't just keep on doing planning and things like that. But I actually pen in down everything, what I have to do, what are my priorities, and I just execute it. That's the way I do.
Great. That's such a wonderful insight. And I'm sure a lot of teenagers or, young hustlers who've just entered the industry, they really don't know how to execute it. So, you just told us about how you plan and how you prioritize things. But I'm sure there must be days when you are not being able to manage so many things at one go. When you have your business stuff and when you have to meet people or when you have to go out, you have your social obligations. So how, on those difficult days, how do you juggle your time and how do you, try and keep a pace with everything so that you're not missing out on something important? So what's your take on that?
The thing is that whenever things get messed up, I try to first do the thing which is the most important, which should be on my top priority, which are my top 3 priorities or top 5 priorities. I first focus on that thing, which are my priority, which has to be done anyhow. First, I do on that. Posting a content a day is my first priority. So I post it. I post it anyhow throughout my day whenever I like to post. So that is my first priority. So I set it down I have to post whatever when the condition I'm not well or things are not going well in my life or surroundings are well, toxic or things like that. But still, I make sure that I do that. Whatever the things might be, And the second thing is, when you talk about like a lot of mess is going on, a lot of things are going on, and you cannot maintain the pace. I feel like first you are done with your few priorities, which are like top three priorities or top five priorities. I just let the day roll. Like I don't plan the next time. Like if everything is not going according to what I have planned for the day, I just let the things roll down according to what the situation is coming. Like whatever comes for me, like this call was like my priority because today I gave you the time, like today I'll be with you. So I just make clear that okay, after 9:30, 9:40, I'll be fully focused on that particular podcast. And that's how I do it. Like I came back from my store earlier because I had set my priority right. My shop is also my priority, but for this day, for this hour, for this particular time, my priority was this podcast. So I did it that way. I told my father that, okay, I have a priority. I have something scheduled for this particular hour. And whatever the time may be, whatever the situation may be, I'll make sure that I do that particular work first. And then I can just go on compensating that loss or that particular thing which I had to do in some other time. So that's how I do things.
Okay.
Yeah.
So thank you. That was seriously so valuable and so eye-opening because, you know, when one thing goes wrong, everything falls back. So, you know, if you've taken True. The first step wrong or if you've delayed your first priority, everything falls back like dominoes. So it's very, very important to keep your focus absolutely straight and then take the day as it comes. So my next question would be, Aniket, I would just like to know briefly about your journey, you know, how you from an athlete, you joined your business, and then how did the social media platform attract you? And you know, how did you feel that, you know, you could do this? And then you now are a popular figure in the social media game. So how was that journey from an athlete to a businessman and now to a social media personality?
So actually, I'm not a very famous personality on social media, as you mentioned. But yeah, I've just started with this thing. I started with Shivansh, my uncooked thoughts. I mention him in every podcast I go because he's the person like I started with him. And I feel like we are doing a great job together. And I feel the same for each and every podcaster or content creator who have just started, that we should grow together. That's my main objective about connecting and networking with people. That we should grow together, we should be like helping each other and just growing instead of being jealous or envious about each other's growth. Like Shivansh is on top 100 podcasts, like he has been top 100 podcasts and I'm still not there. So I should not be jealous about him. I should be rather like happy about him that he's doing well because actually his contents are more valuable than my content. I need to understand that thing. And that was the thing. And when you talk about like, doing a business when I came, like I am a delayed university dropout. I came back, I had nothing to do. So I thought of like, I have been consuming Gary Vee's and Digital Pratik's content for a long time. So it has been ever since like a long time back. And I had this thing in my mind to like help other people grow and things like that. So that was in me and that eventually helped me in starting with this content thing. I thought of doing it offline. Like I used to do it offline. Like I used to go to a lot of people. I used to help them. And I thought that if I'm able to just influence or impact a single person's life in my whole lifespan, I have done a great job. I have fulfilled my purpose. And with pain, purpose comes. You know, this is a very famous quote. Like Jay Shetty every time mentioned about this. And I mean, I have done this thing and that was the main reason why I joined my family business because at current moment it was for my father, like my father was falling back and that this current moment was needed by like they wanted me to be here and I had a lot of family issues also back in 2018. I'll start saying and it will be a long podcast so I'm just briefing it out. And that eventually made me help my father in the family business as Gary Vee did it in like in his 20s. I'm doing the same thing, helping my father to grow his business. And it's growing. I have seen exponential growth in the business. And I'm giving my like 10, 18 hours, 10, 12 hours straight to my store, helping him grow. And at the same time, we have time, like we have 24 hours time. If we are sleeping for 6 hours, we have 18 hours of work. And that's actually I do in my, like, when I come back from a store, I have a lot, plenty of time. And in that plenty of time, I just work on my other projects, like this podcast, this content creation thing. I thought of like making productive, the time should be more productive. When I used to practice, I used to train, I used to eat, I used to sleep. That was the main motive. I used to train for like 8-10 hours. That was the thing. And now when I have nothing to train, I'm not training, I have quit athletics. I thought of doing something more productive and spreading the word of wisdom in masses. And that eventually made to start this content creation thing and social media work. That was the journey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seriously, and a wonderful one. And it's hats off to you for, you know, carrying it off so well. And I'm sure you're managing it very well, since you just discussed about how exponentially it's been growing. And you are doing very well on social media, that we all can see. So we don't need justifications for that. So Aniket, my next question will be, what are your ultimate goals, you know, when it comes to social media? What, like, are you, do you want to become an influencer like Gary Vee, or you want to get into digital marketing? You know, because a lot of people are on social media, but they're very confused about what they want to do exactly. They don't know their niche. So what is your content niche, and what do you want to do in future, and how do you think you can grow in that?
Actually, I have some future plan of hosting a talk show, basically an offline talk show, what we see in television and things like that. That was my ultimate goal of hosting a talk show. So I started up with small step, that is a podcast, and interviewing people like on Zoom calls. That was the major thing. And with a small step, that's my ultimate goal. Second thing, I'm not trying to monetize this thing currently for next 5 to 6 years until I make some good foundation out of it. And after that, I could try another options, like Instagram has a lot of option. You can monetize in a brand promotion or doing an affiliate marketing. Your followers are your, like, the biggest asset. Your followers are your biggest asset. And you can actually learn good digital marketing skills and monetize your followers. And that's the biggest, like, people don't understand that their followers are the biggest asset. Their engagement is the biggest asset. They can actually monetize that thing. But I'm not in a mood to monetize my audience or anything. I'm trying to make a outer source of survival thing for my survival, my source of income. And this thing, I'm trying to do it for free for next, I think, half of my life. Maybe after 10, 15 years, when I'll be super busy with a lot of works going on in my life, then I might charge for something like doing a paid consultation for this thing. Basically, my micro niche, you know, I don't have a micro niche currently. Currently, I'm in a big stage. Like, a lot of niches are there, and motivate, fashion, blogging, and like fitness, a lot of niche are there. And we are in a bigger niche. Like, motivation is, like, if you search for hashtag motivation, you'll get a lot, millions and millions of videos, quotes, and things like that. And digital marketing is same thing. Like, it is a bigger niche, and you need to, like, find a micro niche. What Avi Arya says, you need to find a micro niche in digital marketing. If you are an affiliate marketer, so you have a particular niche about affiliate marketing. And if you are like SEO expert, so you are basically focusing on SEO. So that are other like different types, small, like micro niche. And we are generally what we have started with, like, we as a content creator, we are just for focusing on a bigger niche. It's a motivation, it's a bigger niche. We need to actually generalize things and some of things and understand that what are our basic, like, basic needs. Like, Shivan's post video about public speaking, improvement skills. So he has a basic small niche, like improvement, how to improve, how to read books, how you can learn something. So he's a basic micro niche about learning skills and skills development. So people need to understand that digital marketing is something, it's not like digital marketing doesn't mean that you start posting motivational content. Digital marketing is a bigger niche. It's marketing. It's marketing things. Marketing is what you need, like selling, business, things like that. And in digital marketing, there are several micro niche: SEO, social media marketer, person who is doing affiliate. In motivation, we have different niche. We have person who is taking clients, doing a consultation business. A person who is doing something for the mindset, mindfulness. So there are different kind of micro niches. And the same thing, I had a talk with Abhishek about this thing also. So that was the thing. We are actually generalizing thing and we are only focusing on the big micro niche. We haven't found out the macro niche, the bigger niche. We haven't found out the micro niche, which we actually need to find and we actually need to tackle that particular like segment or sector. We haven't found out yet, we as a content creator.
So that was a lot of valuable information that we got on our show today. So lastly, I would just like to conclude by just asking you, Aniket, what is that one piece of tip that you would like to give to the people who are just starting out? You know, we people who are like 16 and 17 and they are starting out their journey so soon. So there are chances that, you know, people just get haywired and they don't know exactly how to start and what should they do, what should they post, but they want to come and explore the digital media space. So what is that one tip that you would like to give to all our listeners who are just starting out?
So I would like to mention two things. First of all, if someone is starting, like I started like a couple of months back, and one thing was very clear that I'll be posting consistent. If you post single post a month, a week, there are like zero chances of you getting viral or you getting a exponential growth. But if you try to be consistent with your stuff, you'll actually grow. Not now, not in five, six months, but actually after 1, 2, 3 years, you'll actually grow. The second thing I would like to mention, you need to be consistent and you need to actually go to the next level. If you are trying to just start, like if I start a podcast today, I do it for 6 months, a year, and then eventually I leave it, will not grow. You'll just vanish. A lot of people who are starting now, like I'm not spreading a hate message, but I'm actually talking about the truth. A lot of people who have started with us, a lot, like I have seen a lot of content creators in my following list, in my follower list as well. Everyone is not going to stay with this particular thing till the last. And we are like, we have started this, many of them will leave in between. And that's the one biggest thing one needs to understand, that you need to be consistent till the last thing. I did athletics for last 6-7 years. After investing my 7 years, I came to know that, okay, this is not my thing. But you need to invest that 6-7 years in something. If you have started with this content creation thing, at least for a year or two, you need to invest your whole mind, whole heart. You need to be consistent. You need to produce a lot of content on a daily basis. You need to be more valuable. Like we are not much valuable now, but in 6 months time, in 1 year time, in 2 years time, we'll be more valuable. We need to understand that things comes from experience. If you have just read a book about motivation, if you have just read a book about self-help or entrepreneurship, you are not an entrepreneur. You are not a motivational speaker. We are just 20s. We are living in our 20s and we are thinking that we are a motivational speaker or lifestyle coach or a life mentor. We are not that. We have just started with the content. And when we grow in a quarter of life for a span of 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, actually then after we are 40, 45, 50, we can actually become a life coach then. We can actually become a lifestyle coach then. When we have actually lived the life, what people are asking about. Like I am 20 and I cannot speak about people who are 40, about life thing. I could just give small advices which I have learned from other podcaster, other social media content creator. I can just speak that. If I have read a book, I can speak something which is written in the book. But experience is something which you gain in years span of time, in like particular period of time. You cannot just become a motivational speaker by reading a book. That's one thing you need to understand very clearly. Second thing, you need to be consistent while you're with all the content creation. If you're starting with a podcast, you need to be consistent. If you're posting alternate dates, you need to be alternate dates consistent. If you're posting with a screenshot, what I post as a Twitter screenshot, I just post it every day. A video, a screenshot, a video and a screenshot. I'm posting it like for last 200 days. I have been consistent for last 200 days without challenging myself. So that's the one thing. It needs to come from inside. Motivation is a garbage. I have said in one of our videos that motivation is a garbage. Because if you are dependent upon an outer source, that if the outer source fades away, your motivation is gone. You need to be inspired. You need to get something from inside. You need to find your particular cause for that thing. when you find that cause that, okay, I have that cause to make this thing. I had a cause to play, like represent India in Olympic Games. So I had a cause. So nothing would stop me. That rain, thunder, or it's too hot here, I used to go for the training. Same way, if you have a cause of creating content, if you have a cause of motivating people, impacting their lives, you need to just go in all in your hardships and just come out as a glorified success. Like whatever you are watching now with your open eyes, the dreams you are watching with your open eyes, in few years time, in like after 5-6 years, people will watch that as your reality. You need to understand that, and you have to be patient. You have to a lot of patience, hard work. Like nothing is, if you really want to grow something, you cannot skip the hard work stair. You need to go with that hard work and smart work and with a lot of patience, and you will do. You'll have success in your life, and that's obvious. Like it is the universal truth. Yeah, that's it for me.
Wow, I seriously had such a nice time with you. I'll not be able to share it in words, but all your thoughts and all your motivation and everything is somewhere fixed in my head now. So, you know, every time you feel low, you have something to go back to and check out and just see how. Guys, I would seriously like you to go and follow and check his profile out. See how hardworking he is. And when after hearing his story, you know that he's been managing 2-3 things at a time. So when he can do it, why not us? Why not you? What is your excuse of not doing it? So thank you so much, Aniket. It was seriously a pleasure having you on my show.